Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. This is called When Love Waits, and we're going to start with a scripture from the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the earth lifted up his right hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there would be delay no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he's about to sound, then the mystery of God is finished, as he proclaimed good news to his servants, the prophets. You know, sometimes God waits. And, you know, we've all gotten used to accepting the old adage that he does things in his time. Well, as we can see in that verse, there will come a time when his mystery is finished. And he'll proclaim via his angel that there'll be no more delay. Well, what is this mystery? Well, wait for it. It's coming. Generally, we do not do well with delays, his delays. In fact, we can get pretty freaked out. Even the best of us can react this way. The prophet Daniel cried out to God in Daniel 9, "Hear, Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people called by your name." And King David cried desperately in Psalm 70, "But I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay." But then when his heart was stronger, he also exhorted us to look to the Lord in times of delay. He said in Psalms 33, "Behold, the eye of Yahweh is on those who fear him, on those who wait for his loving kindness." And in Psalms 42, he said, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Wait for God, for I shall still praise him for the salvation of his presence." And the prophet Micah echoed the same thing in Micah 7. He said, "But as for me, I will watch expectantly for Yahweh. I will wait for the God of my salvation. God will hear me." Now, the Jewish people need this encouragement in particular because the Lord has made them wait for 2,000 years as he has extended his grace to the Gentile world. By the way, according to 2 Peter 3:8, you know, that's 2 days. Let's read it. It says, "But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day." So that brings me to the reason for this lesson and helps me better understand the story of Jesus with Lazarus. When it says in John chapter 11, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. So the sisters sent to him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.' But when Jesus heard this, he said, 'This sickness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified by it.' Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, so when he heard that he was sick, he then stayed 2 days in the place where he was." It's John 11, 1 through 6. Yes, Jesus made them wait 2 days, and when he arrived, Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. That corresponds to 4,000 years prophetically. And take special note that the scripture says he waited those 2 days because he loved them. Huh? Wow. And note also that the call of Abram, the father of the Jews, was just about 4,000 years ago. You see, I'm convinced that Lazarus is indeed a type or prophetic symbol of the Jews. Christ's coming to him was delayed for 2 days because of love. And as he was in the grave for 4 days, in like manner, the Jews have been spiritually dead, that means separated from God, for 2,000 years because of the rejection of Christ. And even for 4,000 years, why? Because although they have walked in humble acknowledgement of and loyalty to and even service to God, it has not been in union with God, because that union can only come from trusting in the sacrificial death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So why did they reject their Savior? How could they go 2,000 years in disbelief in the grave, so to speak? Blindness. Yeah. Check out Romans 11, verse 25. Paul writes, "For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in." You see, as Paul wrote, they were blinded so that the gospel could be taken around the world. In Isaiah 42, the prophet Isaiah says, "Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles." Just as the book of Revelation above declares, this good news was proclaimed to/by the prophets. And as for their blindness, this was spoken of by prophets like Isaiah and Moses. See Deuteronomy 29:4 and Isaiah 29:10 as examples. Why, even the life of Jesus himself, well, that's what the Bible calls his testimony. Now, testimony can mean words. It can also mean his life. Jesus' life portrayed this very principle with Lazarus. You see, John recorded in Revelation again, by the way, Revelation 19, "And I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'See that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" It's Revelation 19:10. All this is to say that Jesus waited for 2 days because he loved Lazarus and his sisters. And he's waited 2 prophetic days for the same reason. He loves his people.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.